in the hockey history. You list the great goalies, you know, the Drives, Billy Smith, Odor, Patrick Waugh. Is Vasilevsky now an all-time great? Is he at that point where you look at him as an all-time great goalie?
The first question is about the goaltending.
Surprise.
Yeah. I'm not so sure there's much more I can say about him. I know that it's funny how the playoffs are. You know, 5 games into the Toronto series, and you're asking all these questions about, well, what's wrong with Vasilevsky, and all this, like, it's shocking to me. And it's never a doubt in our locker room. And a goalie's job, if you want to be elite, is to give your team a chance to win. And I think there's big misnomers out there, you know, in that you look at Grant Fuhr, and I've talked to Wayne Gretzky about this, and it's like, well, you know, Fuhr may let in 5, but he gives his team a chance to win. And if his team gets 6, that's it. He would shut it down at 5. He may just let in 1, but it's when a goaltender gives your team a chance to win, and it comes in a variety of ways. And tonight it was, he wasn't letting anything in. And we've seen that time and time again, but it's, you know, even in these games, again, in the Toronto series, we won some of those games. But he just gives you a chance to win. The other side, it can be probably a little demoralizing on the other side when you look at him and you're just, you just don't feel like you can score. And it's, you know, just thankful for us that that he's on our side. Now, in saying that, he'll be the first one to sit here and thank his teammates for the amount of shots were blocked, not only tonight, but through this series. And when you're doing that, it just makes his job, may not look tonight, but it makes it a little bit easier.
How impressed are you that in this series, you guys only allowed 50 goals to a team that averaged 4 goals?
Yeah, if you were going to ask me that at the outset, I probably would have laughed at you. The big thing for us, though, we came into the series with a plan. The guys, to their credit, you've got to sacrifice so much, and the bodies, that's part of the plan. So you have to do it if you want to win. And you know, these guys are playing a game right now almost like they have not won a Stanley Cup. And they're chasing their, you know, it for the first time. But like the just for the powerful offensive juggernaut that Florida team is, a lot of things have to go your way, and maybe they were off a bit, because you need that on your side too. I mean, we heard the post clank a few times. Maybe in the Washington series that one went in for him, in the Tampa series it didn't. And so it's tough when you're used to scoring, and I've seen it myself, and when they don't go in, it can be frustrating. But let's be honest, if you're going to take a team out, there are going to be games where you need your goaltender, and clearly he was the first, second, and third star tonight.
Did you know he was locked in basically from the start? You said he wasn't letting anything. You just tell that from the end of the
way. You can. He's been in the zone here now since the end of that Toronto series. And but like I said, if you're playing elite teams, Florida is elite, and it's going to say 4-0 Tampa, but let's be honest, almost all these games were tied going into the third. One game we had to pull out in the last 9.5 seconds. You know, this one we have to pull out when, you know, the lion's share of the game was played in our end. That's how close it was. And so, you know, if people are going to sit here and say, well, what happened to Florida? No. Bounce here, bounce there. It's 2-2, and we're going back to Florida at some point. So... trust me, the guys are exhausted, and it was only a 4-game series, and so that's what it takes to win. But I don't want anybody out there sitting here saying, "Oh my God, Tampa's rolling through this." That was it was a tough, tough series.
Stephen was saying that, you know, you lose two goals like that, you know, come off the board in the second, kind of look at it, it's not our night. But this team just didn't flinch. It, you know, they kept their character and they didn't let the father on.
Yeah. Again, it's because you want it so bad and you're thinking, okay, we're so close and we don't want to have to jump on a plane and we got guys banged up and now you're thinking, oh my gosh, these goals are coming off the board. And then even, you know, the poor puck rolls up Pally at the end and you're like, oh my gosh, now we got to kill a penalty on this with 2.5 minutes left. But you make your own breaks and the guys did and literally, you know, if that last penalty kill didn't personify what's gone on, you know, in our playoffs here, nothing does. And incredible stuff to watch, but boys are believing, and it's been great.
When you talk about blocking shots, Stamkos blocks 4 in 1 game, leading by example.
Well, of course, and it gets contagious when guys start doing it. And it's like, give me another word other than commitment, because I keep using it too
sacrifice
much.
Sacrifice?
Yeah.
I said, you guys have won 10 straight series now. I know the job's not done yet, but you got a chance to appreciate kind of what this group as a whole has done. The only two other teams in history have done.
Yeah. It's remarkable, it's mind-boggling, but as Pat Maroon says to me, well, Coop, I've won 14. So, and for some reason, I don't think we're going to catch him. But it's to think in the history of this game and the wonderful, glorious teams that have played in years past that have made the tradition of this sport so wonderful, and to sit here and think we are in the breath of the greatest teams that have played this game in the amount, because really that's when you're really measured, right? What are you doing in the playoffs? And to win 10 series in a row, and what does that put us, top three all time? Actually makes you think now, like, what a team that Islanders group did, and what is it, 19 they won? Wow, that is, that's something else. But something that hopefully we're not done with that streak, but it's pretty cool tonight to sit back and marvel at.
John, you sat here, I think, at the beginning of the month and talked about how there was no easy matchup in the East. You know, every team had 100 points. You beat two really good teams here. What's and a couple teams are kind of looking over to get over the hump that you guys have gotten over. I mean, is experience that much of a difference for you guys?
Do I think it plays a part? I do. Because you have to go through the wars to see what works and what doesn't. Again, I look back in 2015, we hadn't gone through those wars and we got all the way to the final, but you could probably make an argument we got out-pro'd in that 2015 final. And that was just stuff that goes in the memory bank and stuff you learn from. The only worry is you just never know when you're going to get back, if you're going to get back. And so when the chances come, you don't want them to slide away. And we've had some pretty remarkable teams over the years, some that have gotten close. But we went through the heartbreak. And we lost in 2015. We lost in Game 7 in 2016 in the conference finals. Game 7 in 2018 in the conference finals. You got swept in 2019, but who's counting? and trust me, it's painful, but you take a little bit and you learn, and including myself, I've learned and this team learned.
How much did you learn from that loss against Columbus in the grand scheme of things?
Well, we haven't lost since. I might drop on that one.
Mic drop. Yeah.